welcome everyone to this episode of the Thought Cloud podcast. Today's guest is Kathy Gaubetz, president of GA Technologies, and she's here today to talk to us a little bit about how the company was formed, how they have changed over the years, and what they provide to customers. So for starters, Kathy, can you talk to me a little bit about what inspired you to start your own company?
Of course. Well, I had worked for a very high tech company in New Jersey, and they had moved to Florida, and my daughter was recently married, and my son was still in high school, and I didn't want to move, so I went out looking for a job, and at that time, it was the late 80s, 89, and I couldn't find a job to pay what I needed to make. So I decided to approach five of my vendors that I dealt with as a purchasing manager, and that were small companies that could not afford a salesperson, and asked if they would give me $100 a week for 1 year, and I would bring them business. And it kind of elevated from that. After the 1 year, I went on commission basis only, and started business in my home in Marlton.
Wow. So it must have been a really difficult decision for you to take such a risk. And I think that would go for anybody, but especially for a woman at that time. And not to mention that you were a single mother. So can you explain what your support system looked like and how you utilized it to get through the uncertainty?
Well, my support system basically was myself, my faith, and my family, and the attitude that I know I had to do this. I had to get through this. I had to make this work. So that's how it was.
So then can you walk me through a little bit of how the company evolved, going from this agreement that you had with the vendors that you started with, where, you know, they agreed to give you the $100 a week, and then moving to commissions. But obviously over that time, the company itself has grown. You've expanded in the services that you offer. You've expanded in the number of employees that you had. So can you just kind of walk me through how that evolved, starting from 30 years ago up until now?
Absolutely. At the beginning of our company, as I said, it was just me, a telephone, a typewriter, and a fax machine, and me hitting the streets using maps and phone booths to contact customers out on the road. After the first year of getting the $100 from each vendor that I approached, I went on strict commissions, and then 2 years into the business, my son came aboard. He had his own business, and he had a partner that wasn't so great, so I said, come into business with me, because this is getting a little out of hand, and I can use your help. I'm going to hire somebody. So he came into business, and being the type of person he is, he kind of put on immediately, and we kind of had grown the company from that point on. We moved out of the house into an office, hired our first employee, got this bigger companies to deal with, large communication companies, hired an outside salesperson, and from there we went on. We went from 25 cabinets to shipping a lot to 100 cabinets. And we just grew from that point. And right now we have our own building, our own office, our employees, and thank God doing well.
That's amazing. Can you talk to me a little bit about your cabinets and the products and services that you offer?
Yes. Well, right now our main product in the cabinet line seems to be the Seismic. That is a tested cabinet to take seismic environments. And it holds a load of 2,500 pounds of equipment inside of it. We went from first beginning a company for doing metal cabinets to like floors of 70 and 77 inches overall to right now. We go as high as 90 inches. And the higher, we do whatever we do. We do a lot of custom work for our customers. We do have a standard line, but most of our business derives from custom cabinets where a customer will come to us and either they may have designs or they'll ask us to design the cabinet for them, which we do through our engineering department. So as I said, most of the cabinets are certified that we use as the GR63 earthquake specification. Actually, Gall is also certified as a TL9000, an ISO 9000 company, and of course, certified as a woman-owned. So we also integrate some accessories into our cabinets if a customer would need some cable management to handle all the cabling that is processed within the cabinet. We will integrate in the cabinet cable management, fuse panels, PDUs, which is power distribution units within the cabinet. That's about it right now as far as we are concerning all our cabinets.
Awesome. And you made an acquisition a few years back, correct?
Yes.
So what inspired you to do that, and how has that changed your company landscape?
Well, it kind of increased our productivity within this business line. And it kind of broadened our customer field and just made us a stronger company to offer more to our customers than what we did in the past previously.
That's really impressive. In addition to just providing the products that you manufacture, your company also embraces a culture of giving back. So can you give me a few examples of the organizations? I know that you support Make-A-Wish Foundation, but there's others. So can you tell me a little bit about why you chose the organizations, what you do to remain active with them, and why this is so important to you, and how it's also helping your company?
Well, of course I will. I think it's a good bonding within the community and within our employees. And why I believe that we should be doing this, because like you said, it's a choice of giving back and being blessed as we were. I think it's a good thing to help our communities, especially we do a lot of volunteer work with the kitchens, the soup kitchens. We give to an organization for unwed moms. A couple Fridays, we'll put together blankets. We make blankets out of the felt material, and we send them, we drop them off, actually, to nursing facilities and to facilities that have these unwed moms where they may need blankets for their babies. So it's very important. And we also contribute to our troops. We do collectibles. In fact, we just did that last week, all types of toiletries, and then we send them out to our troops.
That's very awesome. I know personally it makes a difference for employees that are working at your company too. I'm lucky enough to work for a company that also chooses to give back to their community. And on my first week on the job, we were doing an event for Stop Hunger Now. And it just made me like so happy to know that I chose to go to a new company that I felt proud to work for them. So I think that's really important. And it sounds like it's important to you just as a person. But in case anybody doesn't tell you what a difference that makes for the employees that work at your company, just know from somebody else that it really makes a good impression.
Yes. Thank you. It's a bonding as well.
Absolutely.
Bonding with the employees. Mm-hmm.
So the reason that we're on the phone today is because you're celebrating your 30th anniversary this year, which is a huge milestone, and to celebrate, you're running a contest. So can you provide the details of that contest and tell us how you came up with the spectacular idea?
Yeah, being 30 years in business, what we did is that we decided to run this contest. And what it is that you have to be a potential buyer and go online and onto our website and just fill out a little form and send it in. And at the end of the year, we will do some drawings. We have some quite a few nice items that we are giving away, such as like the Janet Jackson CD and Goodfellas Blu-ray, and we have books such as Dancing with the Wolves. We have bomber jackets, if anybody knows what that is, for men and women. Yep. We have Cincinnati Red Series baseball in a case. We have the Detroit Pistons hat. And quite a few. And also, no, I better not forget, we have a small at-home golf cabinet that a person could fit their server in it or any other instrumentation to get it out of the way. So we're also raffling that off as well.
That's so cool. And so you chose all these items because they're significant to the 90s, right? And
this is, yes.
So you're kind of just looking back on the time that your company started and what was going on then. I saw that you're also giving away a Super Nintendo. I still have my original Super Nintendo from when I was 7 and I got it for Christmas. And it still works and I still love it. So this package definitely, I'm totally a 90s girl. That was the time that I grew up, and my friends still make fun of me and tell me that I belong in the 90s. So I love everything 90s memorabilia, and I was reading about all the stuff that you're giving away, and whoever wins is going to be a very lucky person.
I hope they really participate in this when they come onto the website, because it's right on the front page.
So and what is the web address for the listeners in case they do want to go on there and enter or check out your products?
Yeah, it's GAW, G-A-W technology, W-W, of course, .com.
Perfect. And so obviously right now, the world is in a very weird place regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. I know that nobody has answers yet, but do you see this having any effect on your company or the way you do business in the immediate future or the extended future?
Well, I believe that if it continues longer than what we're anticipating, it will be effect on a lot of businesses. I will say that our manufacturing facility we have not closed it down. It's continuing full force. We are supplying all our products to the customers as they are needed. We're following up with all our present customers, plus going out and seeing if we could obtain new customers to keep this going. And it's important that our customers know that in the crisis like this, that we're there to support them and that the manufacturing facility is not closing unless it's demanded by the government. And right now it is not.
Right. And, you know, it seems that if people didn't realize how important the data center industry was before, it's becoming very apparent now as so many people have had to switch over to working from home or going to school from home and also just using the internet more than they probably would have because everybody is bored and doesn't really have anything to do. So definitely an industry that I think is going to survive this crisis. Although how you're able to manage your manufacturing facility and all that is yet to be seen. But with the pandemic aside, what are your plans for your next 30 years?
Well, of course, all companies would like to expand their business and what they're doing, and that's one of our goals. being of getting up in age, I'll probably be stepping back in a few years. And my son Chuck is my partner and vice president. So he does most of the day-to-day business as we speak. And he'll probably expand the business in more technology with the cooling right now. It's a big thing within data centers with the cooling. So he's expanding the business in that area. So that's where we are heading.
So you're looking at the in-cabinet cooling?
Yeah.
And do you have any products right now that offer that, or is that just something that is in the plans for the future?
Well, we are very much involved with that right now with data centers with the cooling situations. We supply all types of curtains and accessories and anything that will assist in the cooling of a data center. We're right there with it, and we supply it and install it. We also have the technology of going in and evaluating the data center to see actually what they need to get to the temperature that they have to keep all the instrumentation cool within the cabinet.
Okay, and then for anybody else out there who may or may not be in a similar position to what you were in 30 years ago, maybe they're just thinking about their career path in general. Do you have any words of wisdom to inspire people to take a leap of faith like you did and to kind of guide them along that journey?
Oh, definitely. My motto is, of course, faith. And the second thing is just do it. Go out there and do what you have to do. Contact the people you have to contact. Do not slouch yourself. If you have that dream to do this, just go forward and take your dream and walk it and work it. And it'll come through for you. Have faith and go do what you have to do to make the business successful.
I really love that. I appreciate your time today. For anybody who's listening, if you haven't went to the God Technology website to check out what they have to offer in terms of their products and in terms of this amazing contest that they're running, we all have time right now sitting at home, so definitely give their website a peek. You will not be able to pass up the items that are being offered in this giveaway, I promise you. Stay tuned to the next episode of The Thought Cloud.